What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Relentless Life Podcast. I'm your host, Chance Galloway. I created this podcast to help individuals find their purpose in life, to never give up, and to learn how to live relentlessly through the minds of individuals who exemplify what it means to live a relentless lifestyle. Are you ready to take this journey with me? Let's take off. What's going on, fam? Welcome back to another episode on the Relentless Life Podcast. It's your boy, Coach Chance. And guys, today is going to be a little bit different than I usually do on the podcast. I'm going to be completely open with you guys. I haven't been truthful with you. I haven't been completely open and honest with you guys. I've gotten caught in this like belief system. And guys, I just want to preface this. This is me right now. I'm not faking anything. I'm not putting on a smile. This is how I feel today. But I've been putting on a belief system recently that I have to be super fucking happy every day and super positive and optimistic. And while that is all good and grand and jolly, and it's important to affirm and be, let's go mentality, it's not sustainable. Okay. And I'm going to talk to you about why that's not sustainable. I've been in this my whole life. I've tried to remain super positive. I've always had a lot of energy. And as much as that's a good thing, I really do think it's hurt me, and it's made me push down how I'm really feeling, push down my true emotions. And I don't think that I would be a really good coach or a good leader on social media for you guys, for my clients. If I just came on here every day and said, what's going on, guys? Happy fucking Friday. Hope you're Thursday. Hope you guys are having the best day ever. Because sometimes that's not how I feel. Okay. And this episode, guys, you can even tell by the energy behind my voice. It's not as go lucky, jolly as it usually is. And that's because today I'm feeling a little bit lower than usual. And I want to tell you guys that is completely normal. That's okay. You know, I've seen this with my clients. I've seen my clients go through struggles. I've seen them go through lows and funks on their fitness journey while in the program. And they remind me, when I see them go through that, they remind me of my personal journey, my personal fitness journey, and the struggles I've had to endure even before starting in the gym. And the reason why I got into the gym is because as a kid, I was bullied. I was always scared. I was always a skinny kid. I had braces. I was picked on. Kids called me the Who. They made fun of me. They called me Bucky because I always had buck teeth. My nose was like this. So they literally would say, you look like the Who from the Grinch. And there's a reason why I still remember those things, because when you're a kid and kids make fun of you and it happens repetitively, those things are seared into your brain and you take those things for the rest of you. You hold on to those things. Our mind is very good at holding on to negative things and to feeling. So for me, that was a really strong feeling in that time. So I was very insecure as a kid. I had no confidence, never had confidence to speak to an elder or to speak to really anybody. I was very timid. And it wasn't until I started working out that I started to discover a little bit of confidence. And then I started building on that confidence as I got bigger, as I put on 5 pounds of muscle, I gained 15 pounds, I started to feel better, got a six pack. And I saw my first bicep vein and I started to actually feel good in my own skin. And, you know, all while this was happening, you know, kind of right when I was getting into the gym, and this is some more personal stuff on a family note, you know, and mom, if you're watching this, you know exactly what we went through during that time. But my parents, guys, they went through a severe financial crisis back in the recession. And, you know, I'm sharing my story with you guys today. So, like I said, I'm being completely honest. This is me. This is the energy I'm on today. So if you guys wanted to come in and get a hyped up video, this is not the one for you. This is me being open as your coach, being honest, sharing a little bit about my story. I haven't been doing enough of sharing of who I am and what's really on the inside of me, other than what's going on, guys. Happy Friday, right? This is the real me. Okay. This is the real me. And my parents, they went through this financial struggle. We lost our home. In the process of all of this, we lost our vehicles. My dad lost his job. My mom was in and out of the hospital. She had a very serious blood infection while also having lupus. And there was just all of these external things happening to us. Losing our home, no money coming in, on food stamps, government aid. Dad lost his job. I started a business, his business partner screwed him over. I mean, there were all of these things that were happening to our family. And I felt, and at the same time, I was going through a personal identity crisis where I was 10, 11, 12, 13 years old. And I was really just trying to figure out who I was, you know, turning from just a child to an early teenager into my teenage years, not even a man yet. And when my dad had to go away for 3 months, when Hurricane Ike, I don't know if you guys, any of you guys live in Southwest Florida, but Hurricane Ike came through, I can't remember the year, 2008 to 2010, somewhere in there. This was after he lost his job, and he was just doing what he could to survive, to keep his family alive. And he had to travel to Texas every 3 or 4 weeks. He would drive to Texas. He would stay out there with a buddy of his. They would do some roofing work. He would make his money, and then he'd come back. That lasted for 3 or 4 months. And while he was gone, it was me, my sister, and my mom. And I had to step up to be the man of the house. And that's why I'm so passionate about, first of all, about coaching men, but also coaching men on discipline, on being a true man, what it means to be a true man. And I'm going to get emotional here. But that is, you guys can see it. That's why I'm so passionate about this, is because it started for me at a really early age, this whole fitness journey and overcoming struggle and insecurity and lack of confidence. And I had these anger problems. I was punching holes in the wall, and I had no one to go to because my dad was gone. And he was gone because he had to provide for his family. I said I wouldn't do this, but you guys see, I knew I had to do this. I knew I had to get emotional because you guys haven't seen this version of me in a while. I come on here every day and I try to be like, let's go. I'm positive. I'm optimistic. I'm the one. This is me, guys. I hurt every single day. But one thing that I was very grateful in learning at a young age from my mom is a real man knows how to express his emotions. This to me isn't weakness. This is strength. This is me showing you guys that I've been struggling for a long time. And I've been struggling for a long time. And I still wake up every day with this passion to share my experiences and to share what I've learned and what I've gained through the pain, through the struggle of watching my parents claim financial failure, of being bullied, of not having that strength and that confidence, right? And I just wanted to share that with you guys. I wanted to let you guys know that it's okay. It's okay to hurt, okay? It's okay to feel that. It's okay to just open up to the world and to say, look, I'm in pain. I'm in pain. And guys, if you're going through something, doesn't matter how severe it is, you guys have to share your story. The gym saved me, guys. The gym saved me at a young age because I had no control. I was this angry kid because I was bullied and I had no confidence. People would spit on me. I got choked on the bus. People would steal my shit. Like, I can't make this up, man. I can't make any of this up. And for anyone out there that has said shit about me and about why I'm not working out, you know, I know, like, those people aren't worth my time. They're not worth our time, right? But it just, you never know what somebody is going through. You never know what's on the inside. What's the pain? What's the pain that's going on inside, man? So if you're a man and you're hurting and you're struggling, I'm here to tell you, you are not alone. I'm here to tell you to open up and that it's okay. And that there's guys out there like myself who believe in letting it out, man. You gotta let it out. And you might not be as emotional as me, and that's okay. That's okay. Some people have a harder time crying than other people. Some people have a harder time opening up. But part of being relentless is being relentlessly real and transparent and open and aware of how you're feeling. And I woke up today and I felt a little different. I felt like I needed this. I felt like I needed to share this with you guys, because every damn day I come on here and I'm Mr. Positive, Mr. Relentless. I've got Steven and you guys in the community depending on me, man. And I'm always going to be here for you guys no matter what. But I owe you guys this, okay? I owe you guys me telling you that I've been through the ringer. Okay, I'm going to be 26 years old this month. I'm going to be 26 years old this month. Quit my job. I've started my own business. And when I look back and I reflect on every decision I've made, every experience I've had, every person I've had a conversation with, it all led me to where I'm at today. And as much pain I've been through, as much struggle and what's going on with my body, not being able to work out as a fucking online fitness coach, it hurts, man. It hurts that I have my own goals. Okay, I have my own health goals. I want to be the man for my family. I can't even work out. I can only do what I can do in with eating and with learning how to breathe right and doing all that I can, and I still can't work out. So I want to thank you guys for listening, taking time out of your day to listen to my story, listen to this other side of me. I promise you guys that I'm going to continue to show up. Steven, Jason, I see you're in here, bro. Kaylin, baby, thank you so much for your support. I love you so much. I love you. And I'm going to continue to show up for my clients. I'm going to continue to show up for my family, for Kaylin, for you, for all the people that are in my life, for my brothers. I'm going to get through this, guys. I'm going to get through this. But I woke up and I said, I can't get on live and I can't go another day screaming at the camera saying, be better, stay relentless, you got this, let's fucking go. It's like, it's so repetitive and it's not how I'm feeling. This is how I'm feeling on the inside. I wake up every day and I'm in pain. I wake up every day and I'm like, is today the day where I meet with somebody and they show me a certain technique or something to relieve that neck tension and to get me out of my right side and to make me feel better? And it's like every single day is its own battle, and I have to keep pushing, and I have to live up to the name of my company of being relentless. Live the relentless life. Come on, you got it. Right? When I was 12 years old, that's when it started for me. I had to step in and fill my dad's shoes. I had to step in and I had to be the man of the house. You got to be the man, Jason. Steven, you got to be the man, bro. Tony, time is now. Time is now to be the man. I don't know what you guys have been through. I know everybody has their own story. I'm super grateful that you guys listened to me today, and I'd love to share this with you, because this is me. This is me, baby. And Evan, I'm not going to push myself too hard, bro. You guys know me. For those of you that know me and that follow me, I'm a balls to the wall, high energy, let's get shit done. I'm limitless. I'm fucking unlimited type of a dude. But it is important to take time to yourself. It's important to, I don't know. If you guys are going through something mentally, physically, emotionally, and you need somebody to talk to, man, it's about having community. That's what I found. It's about having community. I appreciate you, Evan. I appreciate you guys tuning in. But that's it, guys. I'm gonna end it. I needed that. I really needed to be open with you guys. I needed to show you guys what's on the inside of me and what has really just drove me over the last 7 to 10 years to be so obsessed with fitness. It's because fitness saved me. Fitness saved me from being that weak ass, scared little fucking kid, that angry kid. They got picked on. That was called the who. They got made fun of because his fucking teeth were all over the place and disorganized. Kid that had acne. Kid that was skinny. I mean, you go back and look at pictures. I was always the skinniest kid around everybody. Never really fit in. I mean, I had friends, but I was always just that kid that kind of bounced around. So it kind of makes sense that I wanted to start my own thing, I guess, right? Surround myself with winners, surround myself with guys like myself. So guys, that's it. That's all. I'm not faking it anymore. I'm going to be completely open with you guys. I hope you enjoyed this side of me. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I hope you guys feel more comfortable. If you get anything from today's episode, I hope that you guys are more comfortable. You men especially out there, Kate, you'll respect this, babe. You men out there especially who struggle with emotions. Who struggle with opening up, Steven. Those tears, guys, that emotion that I just let out on camera, that is something that, in my opinion, is priceless. That is something that, honestly, like, it, for me personally, it just happens because of, like, when you're so overwhelmed and you've been through, like, so much, it just, something just, like, snaps. Like something just like snaps and you're just like, I need to let go for a second. Like I'm on my game every single day. I'm on my game every single day. I don't fucking miss. I was on vacation. Steven, you were there for every single live. I was on vacation in the Keys for a week. Vacation in Sarasota for a week. I did not miss a live. I did not miss my client check-ins. I did not miss my I was consistent. So when you work and you work and you work, things start to build and you have to be able to let them out. I'm not perfect. You guys just saw a perfect example of that. I wanted to share that with you. I love you all. I hope you guys have a fantastic rest of your Thursday. If you guys need somebody to talk to, you need a group of men. That's what we have with our community, Steven. And I want to start incorporating like more like talks like this, man. Like I'm a fitness coach, guys, but I do have a serious passion for like mental health, specifically with men. Like men's mental health to me is just like something that I've always been so passionate about because it's something I've struggled with. It's something that millions of men are struggling with every single day and they're fucking silenced by society. And it's disgusting. If you ask me, it's disgusting. Men need more outlets. The gym is one of them, but talking and speaking about your pains is also something that is slept on for men. And I'm here to tell you guys that I'm going to fucking change that shit. I'm going to change it. We're going to revolutionize the Relentless Life Fitness Academy. And we're going to start incorporating as we get more men on board. I'm super excited. We're bringing on another brother this Monday. I'm so fucking grateful for that. But as we start to grow this community, start to grow this energy, I'm going to start doing weekly. I just thought of this now. I'm going to start doing weekly discussions on just like having like a therapy session with everybody, a live Zoom call. Everybody joins in. I know I could use that shit. I don't know about you, Steven or Jason, if you're still in here, but I could use that shit. Okay. So it's important to open up. It's important to share how you're actually feeling. So guys, much love, much respect. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm going to end the live stream once I cut off this podcast. But if you guys enjoyed today's episode and you wanted to share, you guys can screenshot it. You can share it. I know today wasn't really like a lesson or anything. It was more me opening up with you guys. Being honest, it feels good though, man. You guys joining here, it really feels good to be able to do that and to be open with you guys and not be afraid. Because sometimes, honestly, I'll be honest once again with you. I feel afraid that if I expose myself on camera like that and expose like how I'm really feeling, that you guys are gonna think that I'm like weak. And I know that's not true, but I have this like internal fucking lock in my brain where it's like, don't show your weakness because then people are going to be able to take advantage of you. But in reality, I really think that when you share your weakness, your emotions and your struggles with people, they see you in a way that's not weak, but in a way that's strong because you're able to show your weakness. So I don't know. That's just, I guess, my input on it, but that's how I feel. I'm not afraid to show my weakness. You guys shouldn't be either. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you next time on the podcast. Peace.
Thanks so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, feel free to hit that subscribe button and leave a review. This helps further spread the message of the Relentless Life. You can find me on Instagram as Chance Galloway Fitness. I'm also available on LinkedIn and Facebook. If you have any questions following this episode, feel free to reach out to me at chancegalloway@live.com. Thanks again. Until next time, keep living consistently relentless.